Welcome to this Customer Experience and Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Joseph Michelli, a professor of service excellence, an international professional speaker, the recipient of the Customer Experience Impact Award and Customer Experience Hall of Fame inductee. I help leaders elevate their team member and customer experience and have been fortunate to write over a dozen books, including New York Times and Wall Street Journal number one bestsellers about clients of mine like Starbucks, Mercedes-Benz, the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company, Airbnb, and Zappos. Let's dive into this week's podcast.
Recently, I called two companies for service. The first made it easy for me to find their contact number, answered and routed my call swiftly, and provided a personal, helpful, and warm experience. The second sent me through a failed automated phone tree experience and finally routed me to a terse, poorly trained, and unhelpful person. While on the call with the second company, I thought, this would never happen at Zappos. That conclusion was based on my experience consulting with and writing about the Zappos experience. To ensure the Zappos Contact Center, referred to as the CLT, Customer Loyalty Team, elevates each interaction, team members follow these steps. 1. Greeting. Did you introduce yourself by name? 2. Personal Emotional Connection, or PEC. Does your communication embody helpfulness, patience, sincerity, and genuineness? 3. Service. What is the degree to which the customer's needs are satisfied? Were multiple solutions offered? 4. Seeking and supplying information. Was there an accurate collection of necessary information from the customer and verification that the information given was correct? And 5. Conclusion. Did you review what was discussed? Is it possible to offer a perk? Let's translate the Zappos approach into customer experience lessons. Personalize your communication. Ensure every customer interaction is personal and authentic. Use the customer's name and introduce yourself or your team member to initiate a connection. Customize responses based on the customer's inquiry instead of relying on generic templates. Focus on emotional connection. Train your team to convey helpfulness, patience, sincerity, and genuineness in every interaction. The tone of the communication should contribute to the customer feeling valued and understood. Encourage team members to share personal anecdotes or relevant experiences when appropriate to strengthen the bond with customers. Deliver comprehensive service. Aim to exceed customer expectations by offering multiple solutions or alternatives. Follow through on promises and ensure that any suggested solutions are feasible and clearly explained. Be thorough in information exchange. When collecting information from customers, do so accurately and verify the details to avoid misunderstandings or errors. Provide clear, concise, and complete information in response to customer inquiries. Ensure that any follow-up actions or requirements are clearly stated. And conclude positively. Review the main points discussed to ensure clarity and mutual understanding. Whenever possible, offer a perk or a small token of appreciation. This might be a discount on a future purchase, free shipping, or a personalized recommendation. Small acts of appreciation leave lasting positive impressions. By adopting these strategies, you and your team will elevate your service levels and heighten your customer's experience. More importantly, when your customers encounter inferior service, they will think, that would never happen at your brand.
To receive an infographic with this content, please visit josephmichelli.com. That's josephmichelli.com. I'm eager to talk to you about ways to elevate your team and customer experiences. Simply visit my website and click on the contact tab. Also, if you haven't already, please review, comment, share, or subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Your comments will especially help others find this podcast.